Bathing suit season is in full bloom, that time of year when you realize you'd look better wearing a pup tent than Speedos. Even if something skimpy is appropriate for many, there's still the inevitable embarrassment of showing up on the beach with your pallid winter skin. Weekend Edition essayist Julie Hauserman has these words of advice.
Spray tan. Thanks to modern technology, you can go to a salon and hold out your arms like you're getting wanded at airport security. Using an airbrush, a tanning technician solves your beauty problem in about a half hour. 15 minutes for the front, 15 minutes for the back. You look like George Hamilton, I tell my friend. I know, she says. Don't I look fabulous? Really, she looks like she's been sitting poolside for weeks reading People magazine and waiting for another round of pina coladas. I know better. She lives in New England. What would aliens think of it? Most of the people on Earth are already brown, and the ones who aren't are trying to get that way, even if they have to resort to skin dye. Recently, I ran across an old Woodstock album. The music isn't what was important. What was important was that the cardboard album cover opened up into three panels. That made it perfect for suntanning back in high school. My girlfriends and I all did it. We covered the triptych album covers with tinfoil, so the album would reflect the sun back into our faces. I usually ended up freckled and burned. It didn't matter. We all had that obsession with bronzed skin. Today, who needs the real live sun when you've got an airbrush? What's in that stuff they spray on you? I ask my friend. Oh, she says, it's the same stuff they put in those self-tanning bottles, only it doesn't leave streaks. See? She sticks out her calf. It's totally even. Well, what's in the bottles? I mean, what is it, dye? Oh, I don't know, she says, and I don't really care. This from the woman who insists on organic milk in her latte. You look wonderful, someone says to my friend when we meet in the cold gray town where she lives. Where have you been? I look at her, wondering if she'll fess up that she's been in a booth getting painted. She smiles and without looking at me answers, oh, I haven't been anywhere really. I've been gardening. It's a white lie, but she doesn't care. She's tan, and summer just started.
Weekend Edition essayist Julie Hauserman lives in Florida, giving her license to snicker at Northerners who purchase their tans in preparation for summer.